Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Cross Dog. I'm Tomia.
Hi, I'm Andrea. Today, we'll explore a coffee blend created by AI, education, and business collaborations.
Before we dive into today's topic, let's warm up with a quick question. How do you usually choose your favorite flavor for drinks?
For me personally?
Yes.
I tend to choose my drinks based on trial and error.
Don't you look it up online or trust a customer's recommendations or use your hunch?
Of course I look things up online, especially like if Starbucks has a new seasonal thing, they send notifications to my phone, to some apps on my phone, and I know what they have coming up. So yes, I do look up things online, but mostly by hunch.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I like fruity flavors.
Fruity flavor, okay.
So like if there's a new juice coming out that has a fruit that I love, like I love melon, I love yuzu, I love peach. So if it has those sorts of flavors, I'll try it. And okay. Then if it's great, oh, yay. And if it's not so good, then we'd try the next different thing. Yeah. And then for like flavored coffees, like when you go to Starbucks or whatever, and they'll have, you know, flavored cappuccinos or whatever. I kind of know what I like from a long time ago from trial and error. Like I like caramel. I like hazelnut. I like vanillas, yes. Cinnamons, those kinds of flavors. Yeah. How about you? How do you choose your coffee flavors or your favorite drink flavors?
I have a go-to drinks. It's always like a usual regular items from the menu.
Okay.
Like if I go to Starbucks, I would tend to choose a regular latte.
Okay. So do you ever try a new thing? Do you ever venture out and try a new flavor?
I have done that. But these new flavors always the taste I don't really like.
Okay. Sometimes they're hit and sometimes they're miss.
Yes. And especially I don't like cream on top.
The fake cream. Yeah.
Yes.
I like it, but a lot of people don't like it. Whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's, you know, something I don't really enjoy.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think you like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I always choose regular menu items.
Okay. Without the whipped cream.
Right. Okay. Speaking of choosing flavors.
Yes.
We've got an interesting news from Helsinki.
Oh, okay.
Yes. There's a coffee roastery teaming up with an AI company to come up with a blend called AIconic.
Okay.
It's a pretty clever because it's, you know, iconic.
Right.
AIconic.
Yes, that's like a really good play on words, actually. Iconic means like, how would you describe iconic?
Iconic is like a 象徴的な.
Okay. And then it's a play on words, like using that, iconic, 象徴的な, but then AI is AI. Capital letters, yes. Like AI, yes. Artificial intelligence AI.
Yeah.
So I read about this iconic coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And the article was saying that usually there are only three when humans blend coffee, when we make a coffee blend, usually we blend only two or three kinds of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But this was made using four kinds of coffee.
Wow.
And so it's a little bit gorgeous.
A little bit gorgeous.
Seitaku, right? But because it was, you know, four different kinds of coffee blended, the flavor profile of the coffee was very well balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And the both the company and the coffee makers tried this and said, well, there's no improvement. We don't need to change anything. That whatever the AI system is that they used, it worked perfectly.
That's interesting. And I wonder, is this iconic coffee blend is actually good or not?
Well, apparently it is. Yeah.
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't know how you can get it. I don't know if it's for sale because I would like to try it. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, for sure. I want to try it.
Mm.
But I don't think we can get it from Japan.
I don't think so either. But if I see it, I'll buy it for you.
Must be very expensive, though.
Probably. Yeah. Yes.
How much would you pay it for?
Ooh, what is normal coffee go for though?
I know
there's a range.
Usually, I buy cheaper coffee beans.
Okay.
Which is come from Mujirushi Ryohin.
Okay. And then how many grams do you buy?
I think it's 200 gram and it's only 500 yen.
That's cheap.
This is very cheap.
That's beans. Really cheap. Okay. I'd pay more than 500 yen. I would but pay, as, yeah.
Sometimes I get coffee beans from local roastery. Uh-huh. It's more expensive. Like a 200 grams is about, you know, 1,000, 2,000 yen.
Okay. For something really unique like AI blended coffee and it's difficult to buy, I would probably pay maybe, let's say 3,000 yen for 200 grams.
I think that's still reasonable price in terms of high blend coffee
probably.
Brand beans.
Yeah, probably. I don't think it's expensive.
Yes. So you would pay 3,000 yen for 200 gram.
Yeah. I don't think I'd pay more than that, though.
Uh-huh.
I like coffee, but I'm not like highly skilled at understanding what I'm drinking. I don't really have the knowledge to understand, you know, pick apart the flavors or the nuances. So, yeah, I don't think I'd pay much more than that.
Mm. So, I wonder if how much would you pay for a cup of coffee using this AI iconic beans?
Ooh, that's a difficult question.
Yes. You said you pay 3,000 yen for 200 gram coffee beans.
Yeah.
But this time I'm asking you about how much would you pay for a cup of coffee?
One cup of coffee? Yes. I would probably pay up to 1,000 yen for a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Which I know if you compare that to how many beans you get, it's different. You can make a lot more with the beans, but I would pay up to 1,000 yen per cup of coffee. And the reason I say that is the best cup of coffee I've ever had was 1,200 yen for a cup, 1,200 yen per cup.
Wow.
And it was absolutely delicious. It's literally the best coffee I've ever had in my life.
Wow. Do you remember which kind of bean was it?
It was Kona from Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
Pure Kona from Hawaii.
Kona is very expensive and well-known coffee bean.
It was brought over to Japan by a Hawaiian person.
1,200 coffee bean. Coffee, yeah. A cup of coffee.
It was absolutely worth it, though. It was so good.
Yes. So you would pay 1,000 yen for this iconic coffee.
Yes. For a really good cup of coffee, I'd pay up to 1,000 yen. I don't think the iconic coffee would be as good as the Hawaiian Kona, though. So a little bit less.
Okay.
That's my logic.
1,000 yen is too expensive, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
How about you? How much would you pay for a cup of iconic coffee?
This is difficult. I would pay 800 yen.
Okay, I kind of waffled between 800 and 1,000 yen.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive though.
Yeah.
Even 800 yen is.
Yeah, it can be.
Yes. Let's move on to the topic about how small business owners can incorporate this AI to their business.
Okay. So not only for coffee, but for other things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like this guy's coffee roaster worked with AI company and they made a special blend using AI. But what other industry can produce from that?
That's a really difficult question. One thing I could think of would be, for example, tourism.
Tourism.
Coming up with custom tours for tourists coming to a certain place, wherever. It could be Japan, it could be Africa, it could be, wherever. You could use AI to develop custom itineraries. However, with the coffee roastery and then the AI company, they both tasted the blend and said, oh, we don't need to tweak this. It's perfect as it is. But I think with a custom tour, someone would have to tweak it or change it a little bit to suit each customer.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, you could, let's say tourists are coming to, where's a good place?
To Hiroshima.
Okay, let's say a group of tourists is coming to Hiroshima. We could pick out, the AI could pick out the most popular places in Hiroshima as a base.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say your customer wants customized and they want outdoor activities.
Mm-hmm.
Then the AI could pick up outdoor activities that you could do in Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm.
If, for example, if the customer wants only 5-star luxury hotel experiences, you could add that in as a parameter.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that AI could make that, you know, part that itinerary for the customer. You know, that kind of thing, I think, for tourism. But it would have to be checked by a person, I think.
Nice.
Just an idea.
That's a good idea.
Could you think of any ways AI could be used for other businesses?
I didn't really think about it. I only think how I can use AI for my Eikaiwa business.
Okay.
Because that's my priority.
Okay. Of course.
Yeah. So there's many ways to use AI for like teaching AI, teaching students and like coming up vocabulary ideas for the sentence they want to say.
Right.
There's many variations to say the same thing.
Yes, that's true. So for Eikaiwa, I've used AI to come up with lesson plans for students.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you tell the AI bot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I have a student who needs to work on a speech on this topic. Give me an outline of the flow,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then it gives you this week they should do this, this week two, do that, week three, do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives you a lesson plan.
Yes.
For how you can teach your students. So that's one way to use AI for English.
Yeah, yes. I think mostly AI used for productivity enhancement.
Okay. Can you give us an example, like a concrete example of that?
The thing you told me that, you know.
Oh, lesson plan?
Yeah, you know, lesson plans.
Like making lesson plans? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Prioritize tasks.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good
thing. It's one thing I can think of.
I don't know if this would apply to many people, but I used to work kind of as a hobby on an online Eikaiwa platform. Basically, it's conversation based. So as a tutor, we would get online and we talk to people who are our students. And we just practice Eikaiwa with them and give them hints and pointers. So that platform recently has started using AI.
Mm.
And what they're doing is they've installed AI into their teaching platform. And then, for example, I don't teach there anymore, but if I have a student and we have a conversation online, the AI listens to our conversation. And at the end of the lesson, it summarizes everything that we talked about.
Mm.
And it automatically puts it into a notebook file.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next time I meet the student, I can open that up and I can see, oh, okay, last time we talked about that, and kind of refresh my memory.
Uh-huh.
So you could install something like that, like listen to a conversation that you have with, you know, in your classroom and summarize what happened.
Mm.
You know, that's kind of nice.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Andrea-san.
Yes.
I sometimes struggle with describing a flavor about coffee.
Okay. Right. So at the beginning of the episode, we talked about coffee. But let's talk about some ways to describe the different flavors.
Yes. Okay. I have this word on the list.
Okay.
Velvety.
Okay.
Is this correct the pronunciation?
Yeah. Velvety.
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 Yeah, you can pronounce the T. That's fine. Velvety. That's fine.
Okay. Could you give us some example sentence?
Sure. The cappuccino felt velvety and smooth.
It's hard to imagine the meaning of this word in Japanese.
Yeah, and Jeff, if you try to translate it, it's a little difficult. So velvet is a kind of very soft fabric, right?
Mm.
Verbetto.
Verbetto.
So it's a really, really soft, luscious fabric. So you can say like a cappuccino has that soft, luscious.
Softona kanjin.
Yes.
Number two on the list, earthy.
Okay.
What's this meaning? It's chikyupoi.
Yes, actually, chikyupoi. I know, tsuchipoi.
Tsuchipoi. Earthy.
Earth. Earth can mean like earthy. Soil or dirt. So not in a bad way. It has like a very comfortable, homey feeling, right?
Tsuchipoi.
Tsuchi. Chokusetsu tsuchi de nakute mo naka shizen.
Shizen na kaori.
Nanika shizen poi.
Earthy.
Yeah. Okay, so, for example, you could say this coffee tastes earthy and rich.
Mm. 自然でリッチな味がする.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three in the list, we have nutty.
Mm.
Nutty, which sounds correct.
Either is fine. Nutty or nutty.
Nutty.
Both are fine. This is one of my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Nuts boy.
Yeah, nuts no aji ga suru ne, nuts boy.
Nuts no. Nuts じゃなくて nuts.
Yes.
豆のやつ。
豆ね。豆っていうか木の実ね。
木の実ね。
豆じゃない。
Every time I say nuts is 豆豆豆 but she corrects me, it's 木の実。
木の実ね。Yeah.
豆と nuts は違うね。
違うよ。
Okay.
Okay, so you could say, for example, this espresso has a nutty flavor.
Mm-hmm.
This espresso has a nutty flavor.
Okay.
A little bit of a nut taste. I love nuts, especially with like these kind of deep, rich drinks. If something has like an almond flavor or a walnut flavor, I love it very much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Almond or walnut.
Mm. Or pecan.
Okay. So when you feel it, you can say nutty. Nutty.
Yeah, nutty.
Okay.
Nutty flavor.
Nutty flavor.
I'm trying to think of something that has a nutty flavor. Well, for example, if you had a flavored cappuccino.
Flavored cappuccino. Okay.
And the cappuccino had hazelnut syrup inside. You could say, oh, this cappuccino has a nutty flavor. It tastes like hazelnuts.
Okay.
Something like that. Very easy.
Easy.
Yeah.
And very useful.
Yeah, very nice.
Okay, number four in the list, smorky. It's very simple.
Yeah.
But can you say it for drinks?
You can. But honestly, I've heard it used more for whiskey than for coffee.
I see.
You can use it for anything, though.
Mm-mm-mm.
So you could say, for example, this dark roast tastes smoky and bold.
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 Maybe some people confused about this. Bold.
Bold. Bold is like a strong, very strong, deep flavor.
Ah, I see.
Bold you can use for coffee, for sure. For coffees, teas, whiskeys again.
Mm.
Okay. I'm not a whiskey person. I don't really drink a lot of whiskey, but a friend of mine does, and she knows very much about whiskey.
Uh-huh.
So she could give you know different words for flavors for whiskey, probably. But smoky is one that we often use for whiskeys. Mm. You can use it for food also, like meats that have been smoked or cooked outside on a grill. Yeah.
Okay, we got four new phrases to describe drinks.
Yeah, we've got velvety, earthy, nutty, and smoky.
Good choices.
Yeah, very nice words.
We've covered a lot today. Hope it's giving you something to think about.
Okay, we'd love to hear from you guys too. If you had a chance, would you ever try an AI selected coffee blend, or would you consider using AI to improve your coffee drinking experience? Tell us what you think.
That's it for today's episode, but don't forget to catch our next one.
This is Crosstalk signing off, bringing you English your way every week.
Keep listening and keep shining.
Bye. Bye.